God is a sovereign God.
就是说神做自己的主人，主权在他。
Meaning God is his own master.
比方说美国是一个主权独立的国家。
For instance, the United States is an independent country.
所以阿拉斯加包括美国本土都在美国政府的控制。
And so Alaska plus mainland United States is under control of the federal government.
但是这个主权有一个范围。
But this has a certain limitation or statute.
你跨过美国的国界，美国政府就管不上了。
If you depart from the national borders of the United States, then the United States government has no jurisdiction over you.
那如果神是一个有主权的神，请问他的界限在哪里？
But if God is a sovereign God, then what are his boundaries and limitations?
圣经告诉我们在45章，神是造物的主。
In chapter 45, it says that theGod is the creator of all the world.
所以一切被他所造的神都归属于神，神对他都有主权。
So everything that has been created by God, which is everything, is under his dominion.
所以神的主权涵盖一切。
So God's authority is supreme.
因此人违抗神的主权就是罪。
So when we go against God's authority, then we have sinned.
我们常常对这一点并不是很清楚。
This is a very simple point that we sometimes take in error.
我们常常一直觉得这是我的。
We sometimes think that this is mine.
所以我自己做我的主。
And so I am my own master.
我要做什么就做什么。
I will do what I please.
其实圣经告诉我们，要神允许我们才能活着。
But the Bible tells us that it is only through the will of God that we live.
也要神允许我们做的事情才会有成就。
It is only if the will of God is with us will we succeed in what we do.
所以在第三点这个提到说亚述有灾祸。
So in item number three, it says that the Assyrians had sinned.
我们看第十章的第五节到十九节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 4.
5 through verse 19. Isaiah 书十章的第五节
开始。Isaiah chapter 10 verse 5.
第五节亚述是我怒气中的杖，我拿恼恨的杖。亚述这个很大的国家，拜偶像的国家，神说是他的工具，他的杖。
In this verse, God refers to the powerful kingdom of Assyria as the rod of his anger.
那第六节，神要他打发他去攻击亵渎的国民。
And God is sending Assyria against a godless nation.
那这个亵渎的国民呢，就是。神所恼怒的百姓就是当时的以色列百姓。
And he's dispatching Assyria against the people who angers him, that is, the people of Israel.
那神所用的后来为什么会变成有灾祸呢？
So why is it that the Assyrians themselves are doomed to judgment and punishment?
第一个，他所做的超过神要叫他做的。
And that's because the Assyrians did more than what God wished.
这个就是超过神的主权，侵犯神的主权。
That is going and exceeding what God wants you to do, exceeding His authority.
第七节。
Verse 7.
然后他不是这个意思，他心里想也不是这样打算，他心里倒想毁灭、剪除不少的果。
Verse 7 it says, but this is not what he intends. He means Assyria. This is not what he has in mind.His purpose is to destroy, to put an end to many nations.
所以神只是要刑罚以色列百姓，但是亚述是要把它灭掉。
God wanted the Assyrians just to punish the people of Israel, but the Assyrians wanted to totally annihilate them.
这个好像一个老板叫雇员说，你就做这个就好。
It's just like a boss tells his employee, do this.
我们也听过以前的故事，说那个有的人很会泡茶。
There's an old story. There's some people who are very good at making tea.
哦，所以他那个茶壶啊都是黑的。
And so their tea is stained. Their teapot is stained black.
那老那个就主人就叫这个啊他家里的打扫的人说，你把那个茶倒掉。
And so the master asked the servant, please pour out the tea.
结果这个仆人啊很好心，不但倒掉，而且把那个茶具洗得很干净。
And then the servant not only dumps out the tea, but also scrubs the pot clean.
啊，那主人就很生气了。
But the master of the house was enraged.
因为那个茶具啊，这价值就是有很多的茶留在里面。
And that's because the pot had significance in meaning because it had this tea stains.
所以他超过了主人的范围。
So the servant exceeded his master's commandments.
那第二个啊，神要啊刑罚亚述。第二个原因。
And the second reason God wants to punish Assyria.
我们再看啊，是第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10 again.
啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
啊，从十二节开始。
Let's start from verse 12.
主在锡安和耶路撒冷成就他一切工作的时候，啊，主说：“我必罚亚述王自高自大。”啊，心和他的高傲的眼目的荣耀，十三节。
13.
因为他说，我所成就的事是靠我手的能力和我的智慧，我本有聪明，我挪移列国的地界，抢夺他们所积蓄的财宝，并且我的勇士使做宝座的降为卑。啊，十四节。
14.
我的手够到列国的财宝，好像人够到鸟窝。我也得了全地，好像人拾起雀鸟的蛋，却啊动了翅膀，却没有张嘴，也没有鸣叫。仔细我们仔细看啊，从那是十三节开始。
Starting from verse 13.
啊，有好多的我。
There are many eyes.、
啊、其实亚述能够攻以色列民，这是神允许他。
Now the truth is that Assyria could.Defeat Israel only because God willed it so.
但是他现在把这件事情完全归功给他的智慧，他的武力。
But the king of Assyria turns this event and adds it to his pride.
夺取神的荣耀。
And steals the glory of God.
夺取那个主，那个有主权的神的荣耀。
Steals away the glory of the Almighty God.
那所以神说我要罚他。
And so God says, I will punish Assyria.
因此亚述有祸了。
Assyria is wrong.
那这个告诉我们，我们在生活当中啊，不能够越过神给我们的界限。
So today, in our daily lives, we must not exceed what God wants us to do.
那也不能够夺取神的荣耀。
And we must not steal the glory of God.
这样叫做谦卑。
This is humility.
完全归荣耀给神。
This is giving God the full glory.
这样我们才能得神喜欢。
Only in this fashion will God be pleased.
才能够跟神有亲密的关系。
Only then will we have an intimate relationship with God.
我们看第第神是无所不知的。
And if we look at capital letter D, it says the omniscient God.
我们所拜的神是圣经，我们看四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28.
你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。这里说神的智慧无法测度。
Verse 28 says that God's understanding no one fathoms.
因为神的智慧，所以他能够知道每一件事情。
Because God is omniscient, He knows everything.
他知道过去。
He knows the past.
他知道现在。
The present.
他也知道未来。
And He knows the future.
他知道我们的行为。
He knows all of our actions.
他知道我们讲的话。
He knows the words we speak.
他也知道我们的心思意念。
He knows our thoughts.
他无所不知。
He knows everything.
所以他能够预告未来。
And so he knows the future.
这是我们相信神一个很重要的原因。
This is one of the most important reasons we believe in God.
以赛亚书本身就证明有神。
Isaiah itself testifies to the existence of God.
因为以赛亚书里面有很多的预言。
Because there are many prophecies in the book.
我们到下面一点的时候会提到预言弥赛亚的降生。
We will talk about the prophecy of the Messiah.
他要怎么来？
And how the Messiah would come to the world.
他要在哪里传道？
Where he would preach.
他要怎么死？
How he would die.
他要埋葬到哪里？
Where he would be buried.
写得清清楚楚。
It's written very clearly.
时候到了，到这样子。
And when the time was ripe, this, all these things happened.
以赛亚书，这不是耶稣出生以后，人在写一卷书，把它装成的。
The book of Isaiah was not a historical recording of the facts after Jesus lived.
1940年代在以色列有一个牧羊童他在石头随便一丢就打到一个瓮子。
In the 1940, there was a shepherd, and he threw a stone and it struck some clay jars.
然后他就把它打开来看。
And he opened the areas.
里面发现有羊圈在里面。
Inside there were lambskin parchments.
然后就送到这个大概以色列大学的博物馆。
And he sent it to the museum in Israel.
结果他们一鉴定就是以赛亚书。
And they discovered that this was the scroll of Isaiah.
而且那个年代是主耶稣出生以前的年代。
And they dated it, and it was from many centuries before the birth of Jesus.
所以这个以赛亚书的存在，这是科学家没有办法否定的。
So the book of Isaiah is something that scientists cannot refute.
但是这么多的预言实现。
But the fact that so many prophecies have come true.
所以让我们完全相信，如果没有神，以赛亚书你没有办法解释。
This confirms our belief in the existence of God, because without a God, you cannot explain the book of Isaiah.
因为他预知未来。
Because Isaiah tells us about the future.
在39章预言耶路撒冷会陷落。
In Isaiah chapter 39, it tells how Jerusalem will fall.
在24章到27章预言渔民要归回。
And from chapters 24 to 27, it says that the exiles will be restored.
在41章预言古列要兴起。
And how in chapter 41, that Cyrus the Persian would rise.
也名字都写出来。
It even tells who that person is.
因为神无所不知。
Because God is omniscient.
这是以赛亚书中的神。
This is the God of the book of Isaiah.
那这一位神，我们刚刚所提到的这一位神，他是圣洁的。
Now this God that we're talking about is a holy God.
他是慈爱的。
He is a merciful God.
他是大有全能的。
He is an almighty God.
他是自主的。
He is a sovereign God.
他是无所不知的。
And he is an omniscient God.
但是问题是，他隐藏了他自己。
The problem is God hid himself.
好，我们看45章的15节。
Let's turn to chapter 45, verse 15.
45章的15节。
Isaiah 45, verse 15. Verse 15. Truly you are a God who hides himself, O God and Savior of Israel.
这里说，你实在是自隐的神。什么是自隐？
What is a God who hides himself?
好像小孩子跟一个大人在玩捉迷藏。
Just like a child playing hide and seek with an adult.
如果小孩子藏起来，大人很容易把他找出来。
Usually when a child hides, it's pretty easy for the adult to find him or her.
但是如果大人藏起来，有时候小孩子找不到。
If you flip things around, if the adult hides, sometimes the child cannot find the adult.
因为大人的智慧高了很多。
Because the adult is much smarter.
神比人有智慧。
Likewise, God is much smarter than human beings.
圣经说神把他自己隐藏起来。
And the Bible tells us that God hides himself.
那问题是，那怎么办？我们要怎么去认识神？
So how in the world do we come to know God?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is an important question.
他把自己隐藏起来。
Because God has hid himself.
所以我们要认识神有两个方法。
So there are two methods by which we can come to know God.
第一个是从下面往上。
The first method is from bottom up.
第二个是从上面往下。
The second method is from top down.
我们在世界上做学问都是从下面往上。
In this world, when we study knowledge, we study it from bottom up.
头脑越聪明，你能够了解越多，你能够知道别人不知道的。
The smarter you are, the more you study, the more you know things that others don't.
所以很多的科学家像爱因斯坦，他很多的定律我们没有那个智慧，有时候也很难了解。
And so all these natural laws of physics that Einstein came up with, if we don't have enough time to study them or enough wisdom, we don't understand them.
所以有的人就用这个往从下往上要来认识神。
So some people try to study God from bottom up.
因此世界上很多的宗教都是从下要往上去认识神。
Unfortunately, many religions today try to understand a supreme being from bottom up.
大家都知道有神。
We all know there's a God.
因为本性告诉我们。
Because it's human nature to recognize a God.
大家去推。
And so you see many religions.
所以推出来佛教的神、道教的神、印度教的神都不一样。
So you see a God of the Hindus, a God of the Buddhists, a God of Islam.
那其实圣经里面说，人凭自己的智慧没有办法认识神。
But the Bible tells us that man cannot know God, through human knowledge alone.
因为神无限。
Because God is a mystery.
我们头脑理性有限。
And our human minds has its limitations.
神把自己藏起来，没有办法认识他。
God has hid himself so that we cannot know him.
再聪明也没有办法认识他。
It doesn't matter how smart you are.
那这样是不是绝望啊？
So is it hopeless that we will never know God?
所以圣经有另外一个方法，从上面往下。
But the Bible tells us a better way that's from top down.
这个叫做启示。
This is revelation.
这是我们认识神的唯一途径。
This is the basis by which we know God.
要神启示我们。
It's that God reveals himself to us.
那这个启示包括我们的心态，还有包括我们要得到启示的方法。
Now,Revelation itself is complex because it involves our own personal attitude and whether God is going to reveal himself to us.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
Matthew 11 verse 25.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事像聪明通达的人就藏起来，像婴孩就显露出来。
25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
这里主耶稣说父啊，父就是天上的神啊。
When Jesus says Father, he is referring to the heavenly Father.
说你将这些事，这些事包括神国的事，包括神本身的事。
And Jesus says,Lord, you have taken these things, meaning the things of heaven, the mysteries of heaven.
那像聪明通达的就隐藏。
And you have hidden them from the wise and learned.
那像婴孩就显露。
But revealed them to little children.
所以人能不能认识神，不在乎人的努力，努力很重要，在乎神要不要你认识他。
So whether or not a human being comes to know God depends not on human effort.
那如果我们谦卑像婴孩。
But on the other hand, if we humble ourselves like little children,
神就向他显露，他就认识神。
Then God will reveal himself to us.
那如果我们没有办法谦卑，
if we cannot humble ourselves,
我们觉得我们很通达，
if we think highly of ourselves,
神就把他藏起来，永远认不，没有办法认识神。
God will forever hide himself from us.
所以有时候我们看到慕道者来教会，
so sometimes we have visitors to our church.
不是很聪明，很多头脑很好。
It's not that they're stupid. They're, a lot of them are smarter than we are.
世界上很有成就。
They're very educated with much success in the world.
听了好几年，他就是没有办法认识神。
But after many years of seeking the truth, they still cannot know God.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他有一个障碍。
It's because there is a barrier.
就是当一个人在世界上拥有一些智慧的时候，人不容易像婴孩。
And that is because the more learned and wise one becomes in the ways of the world, the more difficult it is for him or her to humble themselves like little children.
所以保罗说，我们不如变作愚拙，好变成聪明。
And so it is that Paul writes that,
我们倒不如啊，倒不如啊，在世界上变成愚拙，那我们谦卑，神开我们的心，认识神，变成很聪明。
It is, through God that the, ignorant,of the world have become wise.
这样反而比较好。所以这个是我们的心态。
This is the attitude that we must have.
好，那如果一个人谦卑，那接下去又要怎么样能认识神？
Now, once a person humbles himself, How can he know God?
这是我们需要来思想的一个问题。
This is a question we must think about.
圣经里面有提到主耶稣开门徒的心窍，所以他们就明白圣经。
The Bible tells us how Jesus opened the heart of his disciples so that they could understand the gospel.
我们看路加二十四章四十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 45.
二十四章四十五节。
Luke 24:45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。这个圣经就是神的话。
The scriptures are the word of God.
认识圣经就认识神。
To know the Bible is to know God.
我们常常发现每一个字我们都懂。
Sometimes we'll discover that we understand every single word.
每一句话我们都懂。
Every single phrase.
但是里面写什么不知道。
But we have no clue what the Bible's really trying to say.
这是隐藏的。
This is a mystery.
那神开我们的心。
But if God opens our hearts,
我们看他的话就看得懂。
Then when we read the Bible, we will understand it.
对神认识就会增加。
And our knowledge of God will increase.
那神怎么开我们的心？
How does God open our hearts?
主耶稣就说，真理的圣灵要住在我们里面。
Jesus tells us that the Spirit of truth will guide us to all truth.
我记得有一个慕道朋友每一次来都问问题。
I remember there was a visitor to our church who every time he came, he always asked many questions.
那你跟他解答完了，他好像懂。下一次来又问同样问题，他又不懂。
And you would explain and answer his questions, and it seemed that he had a good knowledge of the answer. And then next time he would come, he'd ask the same questions.
有一段时间就又遇到那个慕道朋友。
After some time, I bumped into him again. He stopped asking questions.
很好奇，最近怎么没有问题啊？
So I was wondering why he had stopped asking questions.
他说他得圣灵了。
He said he had received the Holy Spirit.
那他一得圣灵以后，他说我去听到了，每一句我都听得懂。
He said that once he received the Holy Spirit, every single word from the message on the pulpit, he started to understand.
他就没有问题啊。
So he was left with no questions.
所以那慕道者如果很多问题，要叫他暂时不要问了，先祷告求圣灵。
So, if you ever have a visitor to our church asking a million questions, tell him, hold your questions, pray for the Holy Spirit, and then your questions may answer themselves.
那将来得到圣灵，你发现了很多问题都不需要回答。
You'll discover that many of those questions no longer need answering.
因此，人能够认识神，这是神的恩典，人没有办法可夸。
So it is that for human beings to know God, it all depends on God. It's not something that's purely dependent on human effort.
因为他把他自己启示在我们心里面。
Because God reveals himself to our hearts.
这是神的恩典。
This is the mercy of God.
他是自隐的神。
God is a mysterious God.
那在以赛亚书里面有一个很重要的那个题目就是渔民。
Another important theme in the book of Isaiah is the exiled people.
The remnant. 好，我们现在看一节圣经节。
Let's turn to a passage.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
若不是万军的神给我们稍留余种，我们早像索多玛跟俄摩拉一个样子。
Verse 9, unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom, we would have been like Gomorrah.
这个地方讲是神给他们留余种。
In this verse, it tells us that the Lord Almighty left them some survivors.
可见以色列百姓在当时巴比伦攻打之下他们有意要把它都毁掉，但是没有全部毁掉，这是神的作为，给他们留一个余种。
This verse tells us that when the kingdom of Babylon came and conquered and defeated Judah, that the only reason there was some survivors, a remnant, was because God willed it so.
那有这个余种啊，将来这个余种就会再繁盛起来。
So if there's a remnant, if there are survivors, then the survivors can survive and blossom again.
很多死了，但是这个余种还会再繁盛。
Many die, yet the portion that remains will grow again.
但如果这个余种都杀掉了，以色列百姓就从世界就消灭了。
But if even the remnant had been wiped out, then the Israelites would have been wiped out from the face of the earth.
好像索多玛跟俄摩拉犯很多的罪。
Just like Sodom and Gomorrah had committed much sin.
神没有留余种，全部都死了。
And God destroyed them completely.
所以这个以赛亚书里面呢、啊，从前面到后面呢、啊，有一个很重要的字叫做愚种愚民。
So one theme that's very important in the book of Isaiah from beginning to end is the concept of a remnant of survivors.
好，那我们就要想一个问题。
So that begs a question.
亚述神用他。
The kingdom of Assyria was used by God.
他犯罪。
But Assyria sinned.
神用巴比伦把他灭掉。
And then God used Babylon to destroy Assyria.
巴比伦神用他。
Babylon was used by God.
来把以色列百姓掳到外邦去。
And through Babylon, the people of Israel were exiled.
那后来神觉得他也有罪，巴比伦后来被其他国家又灭掉。
But then God felt that Babylon had sinned, and so God raised up another country to annihilate Babylon.
那为什么以色列民的罪神没有完全把它灭掉？
Now, even though the Israelites sinned, why did God not destroy them completely?
还给他留余种。
Why did God leave them a remnant?
那这是不是神对待世界上人不公平？
Is this because God is unjust and has a double standard?
同样有罪，有的灭掉，有的还留余种。
Some people sin, and just like the other people sin, but you destroy completely one people and leave a remnant for another.
这个问题就会牵涉到旧约里面有关于神的约。
This has much to do with the Old Testament and the covenant that the God of the Old Testament struck with the people of Israel.
我们现在看创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪的二十二章。
Genesis 22.
二十二章的十七节。
Genesis 22 verse 17.
论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你的子孙必得仇敌的门。
18.
并且万国地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因你听从了我的话。
Verse 17, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
这个十八节啊，说万国万国，这个包括非犹太人。
In verse 18, it says all nations, meaning all nations, including the Israelites.
非犹太人，犹太人以外的人都包括在里面。
And the people out, not of the Israelites.
要因你的后裔得福。
Because of Abraham's descendants.
所以亚伯兰的后裔要让以色列民，也要让其他的人得福。
So Abraham's descendants would bring blessing not just upon themselves, but upon all nations, even people not of themselves.
这是神指着自己启示的。
This is a promise, a prophecy that God gives himself.
这个就是跟亚伯兰立的约。
This is the covenant that God struck with Abraham.
那这个约跟神向亚伯兰显现的时候对他的应许一样。
And this is the same promise that God delivers to Abraham.
在十二章。
In chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得福。第三节。
And verse 3.
为你祝福的，我必赐福给你；与他咒诅的，我必咒诅他。地上万族都要因你得福。地上万族，包括犹太人、外邦人，要因你得福。
Verse 3 it says, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. All peoples, not just the Israelites."
所以这个亚伯拉罕跟神立约。
So Abraham struck a covenant with the Lord.
那这个约这样一代一代传下去。
And this covenant endures generation after generation.
所以后来到约瑟他们的时代，他们就搬到埃及。
So during the time of Joseph, the Israelites moved to the land of Egypt.
他们向神哭求，他们很痛苦。
And they were enslaved and they cried out in agony.
那神就把他们带回来。
And so God delivered them out of the land of Egypt.
那就在这个迦南地就繁荣。
And so they established themselves in the land of Canaan.
然后到大卫的时代。
Now come the time of David.
神既重申他对亚伯兰所立的约。
God again reminded the people of the covenant he had struck with Abraham.
因为 啊，神跟亚伯兰立的约是世世代代。神跟亚伯兰立的约是世世代代。
Because the covenant that God struck with Abraham lasted and endured.
那如果以色列百姓啊，在以赛亚那个世代哦，就完全被消灭了，那神的约就不实现了。
Now if the Israelites had been destroyed and there were no remnant during the time of Isaiah, then the covenant that God struck with Abraham would collapse.
那神的信用哦，神的这个信实的本性就发生问题了。
And this would be against the everlasting nature of God.
因为他是信用的信实的。
Because God is a faithful God.
所以他讲话，他一定会算话。
If God says something, He's going to do it.
所以虽然以色列百姓被罚，但是神还要留一个余种，让他们后来再继续繁荣昌大。
So even though the Israelites sinned against God, God wanted to destroy them, yet because of the covenant, He left them a remnant.
因此神保留余民的原因就是神的怜悯。
And so this remnant is manifestation of God's mercy.
也是神的信实。
It is His faithfulness.
他纪念人与神所立的约。
He remembered the covenant He struck with human being.
那今天这个约就是临到我们每一个人。
Today we have inherited this covenant.
跟亚伯兰跟神立的约跟我们有关系。
The covenant that God struck with Abraham has a direct relationship with us today.
我们来看42章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书的42章。
Isaiah 42.
第六节。
Isaiah 42 verse 6.
我们看第五节开始。
Let's start from verse 5.
创造诸天铺张穹苍将地和地所出的一并铺气息给地上的众人又是灵性给在其上的人的神主如此说第六节。
Verse 6.
我主凭公义造你必财富你的手保守你使你做众民的宗保在下面小字说原文做约做众民的约做外邦人的光
Verse 5 This is what God the Lord says He who created the heavens and stretched them out who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it Verse 6 I the Lord have called you in righteousnessI will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles.
这个你就是指的主的仆人。
When this verse, this passage says you, it's talking about the servant of the Lord.
我们知道那个以赛亚书里面那个主的仆人就是指的主耶稣。
Of course, we know that the servant of the Lord here refers to Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣要做众人的约。
So Jesus will be the covenant for all people.
那下面说外邦人的光。
Will be a light for the Gentiles.
所以这个约临到外邦人。
So this covenant has now been spread to include the Gentiles.
那今天我们就是外邦人。
Today we are the Gentiles.
所以我们也能够跟神立约。
And so today we take part in this covenant with God.
我们先看马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音的二十六章。
Matthew 26.
马太二十六章的二十八节。
Matthew 26 verse 28.
你们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢，就擘开说：“这你们拿着这个吃，这是我的身体。”二十七节。
27.
又拿起杯来祝谢的，递开说：“这是因二十九节。”二十八节哈，
28，
因为这是我立约的血为多人流出来的，使罪得救得赦。这个地方主耶稣说这是我立约的血。
Verse 28, Jesus says, "This is my blood of the covenant."
为多人流出来的，使罪得赦。
Which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
所以我们现在借着耶稣的宝血。这个指的洗礼就是跟神在立约。
So today, when we are baptized into the blood of Jesus, we are striking a covenant with God.
我们就借着主耶稣跟这个亚伯拉罕跟神立的约就有关系。
Through Jesus Christ, we become part of this covenant that God had struck with Abraham so long ago.
因此我们也变成神的选民。
So that we today have become God's chosen people.
因此我们有神特别的慈爱。
So that we today have God's special mercy.
所以罗马书里面讲。
So Romans tells us.
谁能控告我们呢？
Who can separate us from the love of God?
有时候我们常常听人这样讲。
Sometimes we hear people say this.
那一个人犯这么多罪, 只要信耶稣, 什么罪都赦免了。
That person can commit any sin, and as long as he believes in Jesus Christ, all his sins will be forgiven.
让他可以得救上天国。
And he will be forgiven and will receive eternal life in heaven.
那我们行这么多善事,
but we, on the other hand, do so much holy work.
我们不能得救。
Is it possible that we cannot be saved?
那这个神是什么神?
What kind of God is this?
我们常常会听到这个问题。
Often we'll hear this type of question.
事实上啊, 世界上比我们行善的很多。
But if you think about it, there are probably people who do much more holy work than you and I sitting here today.
有一次我在看这个中文的报纸。
One day I was reading the Chinese newspaper.
他在讲中国大陆有几个很有钱的人。
He's talking about some very wealthy individuals in mainland China.
因为现在中国大陆经济一直上来。
Because as you know, the economy in China is booming.
它里面有一句话很有意思。
And the newspaper article had a meaningful statement.
说他们虽然有钱，但是没有行善的观念。
It says that even though China is booming with wealthy individuals, they have no experience in the line of charity work.
但是你看美国很多这个很有钱的。
On the other hand, in the United States,
你包括这最有钱的一个人。
Including, if you include even the wealthiest individual in the world,
你看他所设立的基金多少钱？非常的多。
How much philanthropy has he established in the course of his lifetime?
所以我们在整个美国里面啊，这种行善的人很多。
So in America, there are many who do good deeds.
那难道他们不能得救？我们没有行善的可以得救吗？
So if we take them into consideration, if they're not saved, then how can we be saved?
我们常常会听人这样在比较。
So people will present this type of argument.
那关键在哪里？
But what's the truth behind this?
他们没有办法跟我们比较。
We cannot compare with them, and they cannot compare with us.
因为我们是跟神立约的。
Because we have struck a covenant with God.
借着耶稣的宝血。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
罪得洁净。
Our sins have been forgiven.
所以我们变成选民。
So we have become the chosen people.
那他们没有立约。
They have not entered this covenant.
所以跟当时的亚述巴比伦一样，是外邦人。
So they are just as the Assyrians and the Babylonians were in the old days.
所以因为没有立约，就没有神的怜悯，将来审判。
Because they did not strike this covenant with God, then all they can do is face judgment.
神的愤怒就天天在他们身上。
And God's anger rests upon them daily.
那我们能够蒙救，这是神的怜悯，因为我们的立约。
The fact that we can be saved is the mercy of God, because God gives us mercy so that we can enter this covenant.
这是恩典。
This is true mercy.
所以关键在哪？没有办法比较。
This is the correct perspective.
所以为什么以色列百姓神留余数，但是亚述巴比伦神没有留余数。
So this is why a remnant was spared of the people of Israelites, but not of the Syrians or Babylonians.
因为他们是立约的。
Because the Israelites were people of the covenant.
神是怜悯跟信实的。
God is a faithful and just and merciful God.
所以神希望他们后来再兴盛起来。
God wanted the remnant to once again grow and be bountiful.
因为他们是属神。
Because they were of God.
好，我们现在再来看 37章以赛亚书。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚书的37章。
Isaiah 37.
31:31
Once more a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above.
这句话非常的出名。This
is a famous verse.
有时候连政治家也在用这句话。
Sometimes politicians use this verse.
这个犹大家所逃脱剩余的就是那个渔民的remnant。They're
talking about the remnant of the house of Judah.
他们要向下扎根，向上结果。They'll
take root below and bear fruit above.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
根是看不见的。Root
are invisible.
但是要扎根才会结果。
But only if one establishes roots can one bear fruit.
以色列百姓被掳到外邦,
the people of Israel were exiled.
这个是连根都被拔起来了。
Even their roots were pulled up.
整个都到巴比伦去了。
They were taken into captivity in Babylon.
我仔细看问题在哪里。
What was the problem?
问题不在乎外面的强权。
The problem was not with the strength of their walls.
问题在乎他们并没有扎根在神的里面。
But the problem was that they had not firmly rooted themselves in the Lord.
他们跟神的关系非常的肤浅。
Their relationship with God was very superficial.
所以一拔就拔起来，就被拔到外邦去了。
So all it took was a little effort, and they were uprooted into Babylon.
那现在回来了。
But they came back to the land of Canaan.
神预言他们要往下扎根。
And God prophesied that they would take root below.
就是要在神的上面要下功夫建立他们的信仰。
That they would firmly plant themselves in God.
那他们就可以向上结果。
In this fashion, they could bear fruit.
就在看得到这个世界里面，你发现以色列百姓又在繁荣昌盛。
If you look around in the world today, you see Jewish people everywhere.
所以这个原则啊，实在是适用我们日常的生活。
So this has much to do with our daily lives.
如果我们跟神的关系好，
If we have a good relationship with God,
我们就不怕患难。
Then we have no fear of danger.
我们就不怕困难。
We have no fear of trouble.
You know, 我们的根啊，是在神的上面。
Because we are firmly rooted in God.
我们就在任何环境可以结果子。
Then, despite hazards and troubles and difficulties, we will bear fruit.
那神将要成为他们的荣耀。第五点。
And the next point is that God will be their glory.
请看二十八章第五节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 28 verse 5.
所以说，到那日，万军的神必作他余圣之民的荣耀冠冕。
Verse 5, in that day the Lord Almighty will be a glorious crown, a beautiful wreath for the remnant of his people.
所以到最后，神的选民的荣耀就是他的神。
So when everything's said and done, the glory of God's people is God himself.
所以我们在教会里面，我们的荣耀不是人。
So today, our church glory is not in human beings.
感谢神，我们有很好的会堂，但荣耀也不是在物质的殿。
Thank God we may have a beautiful chapel, but the glory of the chapel lies not in its physical presence.
在神本身。
But rather in the presence of God.
就是我们充满神的爱。
We are filled with God's love.
这个就是神的荣耀。
Then this is the glory of God.
我们充满神的光。
If we are filled with God's light,
圣洁，没有罪。
His holiness, His purity, sinlessness.
这个就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
所以教会的荣耀不是有形的。
So the glory of a church is not physical.
是神的本性，他的本质在我们中间充满，然后在生活当中显露出来。
But it's rather if God can abide with a church, and His glory can be with the church and establish itself in our daily lives.
那要让神成为我们的荣耀，就是我们要扎根。
Then, we will glory in the Lord if we plant ourselves in the Lord.
就是我们心里的最深处要借着道理啊，借着神的灵，紧紧跟神连在一起。
So today we need to take God's word and God's Holy Spirit, merge it into one and plant ourselves in God.
是我们生命要有改变，生活就显出神的本性，荣耀神。
In this fashion, we can change our daily lives, change ourselves to become better.
这是我们每一个人的神应许给我们。
This is the command that God has commanded us.
所以教会的荣耀在乎神本身。
So the glory of the church is God.
那认识神的人就会被神的荣耀所吸引。
Those who recognize God will be attracted by the presence of God.
所以我们看以赛亚书的第二章。
If we turn back to Isaiah chapter 2,
第二节
verse 2,
第二章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2.
末后的日子，神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过万岭，万民都要流归这个山。第三节。
Verse 3.
必有许多的国民前往说，来吧，我们登神的殿，奔雅各神神的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安。神的言语必出耶路撒冷。这个地方在讲末后的日子。
Verse 2 and 3 talks about the last days.
末后日子就是耶稣再来之前。
The last days is before the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这个神殿的山就是指的真教会。
The Lord's temple on the mountain is the true church.
它要坚立超乎诸山。
And this mountain will be chief among the mountains.
要高过一切。
You'll be raised above everything else.
那万民都要来流归这一个山。
And all the peoples will come to this mountain.
他们要来追求神。
They will come to seek the Lord, the God of Jacob.
因为看到神的荣耀在这里。
Because they see the glory of God in the church.
所以教会，我们要让更多人来信主。
So if we today hope that more people can come to know God,
一个很重要关键。
One of the most important things
就是教会要有神的荣耀。
Is that the church must have the glory of God.
人看到神的荣耀就会进到这个教会。
If people see the glory of God, then they're going to want to come to this church.
当然这个宣道带领人来就是借着这个方法来教会瞻仰神的荣美。
Of course, when we ask our friends, our neighbors to come to church, this is how we bring people to come see the glory of God.
但是如果人来到教会看不到神，
But on the other hand, if they enter our church and they do not see God,
我们就发现来很多慕道者吸不住。
Then we'll see that many visitors come and very few stay.
因为这里没有神的荣美，他就看不到，吸不住。
If there's no glory of God here, then they'll not stay.
所以这是我们一个很重要的方向。
This is an important attitude that we must have.
第三点，弥赛亚王，这是主的仆人。
Roman numeral number three, the Messianic King, servant of the Lord.
在以赛亚书里面预言有一个弥赛亚要降。
Book Isaiah prophesies about a Messiah.
他来要做王。
The Messiah would come to be king.
但是他以仆人的姿态来到这个世界。
But he would come as a servant.
但是其实他是一个王。
Yet he was indeed a king.
真的是这样，主耶稣来世界做仆人。
Jesus Christ came to the world to be our servant.
所以他洗门徒的脚。
So he washed the feet of the disciples.
这个是仆人做的。
This is the work of a servant.
但是比拉多问他说，你是王吗？
But then Pilate asked him, are you a king?
耶稣没有否定。
And Jesus did not deny.
你说我是王。
He said, well, you said I am a king.
他没有否定。
He did not deny it.
他是仆人，但是他是王。
Though Jesus was a servant, he was a king.
他是灵界的王。
He was a spiritual king.
所以主耶稣的事迹在以赛亚预言很多。
So Isaiah prophesies much about the coming of Jesus.
在40章里面预言主耶稣的来到。
Chapter 40 talks about his advent.
在第七章。
In chapter 7.
在提到童女要怀孕生子。
Isaiah prophesies that Jesus would be born of a virgin.
好，我们来看第七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14.
因此主要自己给你们一个预兆，必有童女怀孕生子，你们要给名 起名叫以马内利。
Verse 14, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
这个童女就是玛利亚。
Virgin, of course, is Mary.
生出了主耶稣。
The mother of Jesus.
800年前圣经已经预言了。
800 years before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah had already prophesied this.
借着耶稣来世界。
Now through Jesus' coming to the world,
解决我们的罪。
We have...forgiveness of sins.
神与我们同在。
And Jesus abides with us.
这个叫以马内利。
This is Emmanuel.
所以我们现在得的救恩呢，在好久以前呢，圣经已经预言了。
So the gospel that we partake of today was prophesied many, many years ago.
神的恩典临到外邦人。
And that the mercy of God would spread to the Gentiles.
那我们是跟他立约的。
We have struck a covenant with God.
那我们明天再继续来查考。
Tomorrow we'll continue.